In tonight's other news, President Trump says chances of a trade deal with the European Union are improving. This as the president is in Scotland, seen golfing at his resort in Turnberry. The White House calls it a working visit, with Trump set to talk with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen about trade and U.S. tariffs. The president sounded cautiously optimistic yesterday.
With the European Union, I think we have a good 50-50 chance. That's a lot.
What are the sticking points?
Well, I don't want to tell you what the sticking points are, but the sticking points are having to do with maybe 20 different things. You don't want to listen to all of them.
Protests and anger have surrounded Mr. Trump's trip to Scotland, including this scene in Aberdeen. An anti-Trump group hosted a kind of protest festival there. While in the country, the president will also attend a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new golf course bearing his name. A White House spokesman did not address possible conflicts of interest, instead praising the course. House Democrats want more details on President Trump's potential connections with Jeffrey Epstein, asking for a copy of the disgraced financier's birthday book. Representatives Ro Khanna and Robert Garcia have asked the attorneys for Epstein's estate for the book, which the Wall Street Journal reported was signed by President Trump, though the White House has denied that. The full House committee has subpoenaed testimony from Ghislaine Maxwell, who allegedly put the book together and is now serving time for crimes related to her time with Epstein. The governor of Florida confirms that detainees at a remote facility there are being flown out for deportation, even as attorneys for some being held there say they've had no access. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in the last day that several flights have taken off, transferring 100 detainees from the detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz to other countries. This despite outcry and a lawsuit filed by immigration attorneys who say they have not been able to check on or provide legal counsel to their clients. The state of Florida runs the facility. An official there said attorney visits did not begin because of, quote, technology problems. And the acting prime minister of Thailand said he agrees in principle to a ceasefire with Cambodia. The comments came as a deadly dispute between the two countries entered its third day. At least 33 people have been killed since the start of clashes, and more than 168,000 are displaced. The two countries have long fought over a disputed 500-mile frontier, and past clashes were often brief. Today, President Trump warned both countries on social media that if there is no ceasefire, the U.S. will not make trade deals with them. Still to come on PBS News Weekend: a pervasive but little-discussed health condition for women. And the newest faces in K-pop. That includes two defectors from North Korea.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.